اللهم صل على الحبيب محمد، يا رب صل عليه وسلم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أبدا سرمدا، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه وكمال جماله وجلاله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبيائه محمد الطيب الطاهر الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وأصحابه الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم، اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك. يا الله، please open the hearing channels of our hearts to your words, to your dhikr. May Allah reward my dear brother Sheikh Zayd for those wonderful words, powerful, passionate, real, true words. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him and us and all internalize them and live by them and continue to disseminate them. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث. These are the ayat from Surah Al-A'raf that were meant to be the pedestal for this session in continuation of what my dear beloved Sheikh Zayd mentioned about the breaking of the spiritual silence. What does your spirit, my spirit, our soul, our inner realities whisper inside of us constantly? And we perhaps in some ways deliberately or otherwise choose to turn away the hearing channels of our hearts to those reminders and to that spiritual whisper inside of us. Our spiritual reality, حقيقتنا الروحية. I will remind myself and the new about it in these few words and in these few moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed his angels in the early genesis of the human being. إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ. Allah addresses the most elect of his creation, the angels. I am going to create bashar, human being, min salsalin min hama'in masnoon, from clinging clay originating from stinking mud. But فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي, and when I fashioned him and I breathe into him of my spirit, then فقعوا له ساجدين, lay then yourselves prostrate to him. What does this mean? What is it telling me and you? That our material reality, the clinging clay, the stinking mud, that's our material reality. That's our jasad, that's our body, and it has requirements. That's not what constitutes the dignity of the human being. Only said Allah Azza wa Jal, after I breathe into this human of my spirit, then you, my angels, lay yourselves prostrate to him. Your dignity, human being, is not on account of your body and your body's requirements. Not on account of your material reality and the material's reality requirements. But your dignity is on account of your ruh. And your ruh is from heavens, from above. Only then we are really humans. When we give up that reality, when we relegate that reality to a second position, let alone a no position, we have lost our humanity. Second, subhanallah, min lutfi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi khalqi, of the subtle beauty in Allah's creation subhanahu wa ta'ala in the human being. You and I, we are made of minerals, dust, earth, earthly components, and we're made of what? What else? Water. Water. Subhanallah. And water is from where? From the sama. Even water on earth originates from the sama. Water is from above, from heavens. And you're mostly water, even physically. That latifa, that subtlety, to remind you and myself in that spiritual secret that you are more heavenly than earthly. We're 3/4 or more water, and the rest is matter, is dust. You are heavenly more than you are earthly. And yet, in that ayah, Allah says, وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Rehearse to them the news of the one to whom we gave our ayat, signs that remind of us. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. He instead chose to actively skin himself out of them. وَأَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. أَخْلَدَ connotates an effort on the part of this human being to be earthly. أَخْلَدَ, to be concerned of the earthly matters forever, and there is nothing else. Allah Azza wa Jal is not, subhanahu wa ta'ala, scorning the human being for being somehow earthly. No, he's scorning the human being for being akhlada ila al-arv. That he or she, instead of realizing that we are mostly heavenly, mostly water, and we are indeed also earthling, we instead choose to cling and desire it forever, that clinging to that part of me which is little. أرضيتي في جسدي قليلة بالنسبة إلى روحانيتي وسماويتي. I choose to cling to that which is less in me and of me at the expense to that which is, at the expense of that which is much and profuse and a lot about my identity. أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. I instead choose to be pulled. I choose, أَخْلَدَ, actively I choose to cling through the gravitational pull of my earthly desires, my hawa and my shahwa, and cling to that now and desire it as the only thing and forever. Number one. Number two, انسلخ فانسلخ منها. الانسلاخ is again a proactive action on my part, on the part of this human being, to skin himself out from the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal. So there is an effort on the part of some of us human beings to skin ourselves out from the protection of the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal, from our original skin, from our original protective layers of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like a serpent skins itself out of its skin, it requires an effort. Then the human being does that and exerts himself or herself to skin himself or herself out from the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal that are heavenly. So we argue intellectually, we make efforts, we write, we debate, we reject, we accept, we are forceful, we intellectualize and philosophize in order to, that's insilah, all of that is effort through this futile sometimes acts of arguments and of debates and of writings and of authorship and of books. إلى غير ذلك للانسلاخ من آيات الله. And when a serpent in the condition of skinning himself out of the original skin, that serpent at that moment is what? Most vulnerable. Most vulnerable. I remove my protective spiritual layer simply in reality to expose myself to harm. That's why أتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين. That's why now shaitan sees him or her or them defenseless, then follows them, and then that person, as a consequence of the pursuits of shaitan, becomes ghawi, deluded, lost. والعياذ بالله. حقيقتنا الروحية. Our reality, our spiritual reality. First, Allah Azza wa Jal honored us not on account of our physicality, not on account of our material reality. And we are partly material, but we are mostly heavenly, water, ruh. And yet, we choose often, frequently, to nurture the earthly at the expense of the heavenly, and we suffocate our ruh, we strangulate our souls and our hearts by giving them food that is not consistent with their nature. My physical body needs oxygen. If I give the physical body nitrogen, it will die. Nitrogen is useful for other things, but not for the function of breathing. It needs air, oxygen. The soul does need nourishment consistent with its nature. If I concern myself only with the pursuits of my physical requirement, I shall strangulate and cause my soul to suffocate and to be poisoned. Allah Azza wa Jal created us human beings to be His Khalifa. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi Khalifa, says He subhanahu wa ta'ala to the malakut of the above dimensions. I am going to put on earth a Khalifa. You all know by now what the word Khalifa perhaps means. You have many words in English for it. But let's ponder the following. A dimension, a spiritual one, that perhaps we have relegated to some second position or to no position. A khalifa of someone else is one who comes after that someone else and represents him or her or them in the way they are and in the way they want. Khalifatullah fil ard, to be a khalifa of Allah on earth, is to represent him on earth. To represent him, I need to know what he is. To represent his essence, his that, تعالى الله عن ذلك علوا كبيرا. Allah is exalted from that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His that, his essence is beyond of the beyond, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His attributes, what about his attributes and his names? I am his khalifa. The human being is his khalifa in essence, in the haqiqa, in the spiritual haqiqa, when the human being represents the divine in his attributes. And the divine attributes of Allah are both attributes of Jalal and of Jamal, of majesty and of beauty. And to make the discourse briefer, by the way, in further contemplation, in deeper realization spiritually, every Jalali attribute is also Jamil. Every Jalal is Jamal. But not every Jamal is Jalal, though even some say that. That is, it would boil down to being a khalifa of Allah is to represent Allah in his most beautiful attributes. That means I and you strive spiritually to be beautiful in my spirit, in my qalb. Allah is Rahim, I need to be Rahim. Allah is Hakim, I strive to be Hakim at my human dimension. Created human dimension. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haleem, forbearing, I shall strive to be Haleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, generous, I strive to be Kareem. Allah is Afuun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons, I strive to be a person with the attribute of pardoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of his beautiful attributes. I, the more I internalize in me and I exhibit from me the beautiful attributes of Allah, I am closer to be his khalifa. Who is the best and most beautiful representation of the divine on earth? Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Al-insanu al-kamil, the most perfect human being. Why? Because kana fi khalifat fi khilafatihi li rabbihi azza wa jal akmal al-khalqi fi al-jamali wal-jalal. Akmal al-khalqi fi tamthil sifatillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the most perfect of human beings in representing the divine attributes on earth. That's our reality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is related to have said, Inna Allaha Jameel. He didn't say, Inna Allaha Jaleelun Yuhibbul Jalal. And Allah is Jaleel. He said, he emphasized, Inna Allaha Jameelun يحب الجمال. Allah is beautiful and loves beauty, beauty of your heart. Allah is beautiful in his attributes. The rahma, the ilm, the shafaqa, the hilm, the hikmah, the afu, the ghufran, the ihsan. Allah is beautiful and he loves you to be beautiful. He loves you to be beautiful. That's the spiritual cry inside of us. That's what we lack. That's what humanity lacks. And yes, as was indicated earlier by our dear brother, Hafidhahullah, the world does not need from us to improve technology and science. It is their turn now. We had our turn centuries ago. They stood on the shoulders of Ibn Sina and Ibn Rushd rather, and the great names, rahimahumullah ta'ala. They stood on their shoulders and also innovated and produced more. And now we're learning from them. What we need to give them, and we have to give them, which the world does not have, is the essence of human reality. The spiritual reality. The spiritual quest. The beauty of the divine. There is so much horror, so much fire, so much hurt, so much pain, so much vengeance, so much vindictiveness, so much ugliness. In the name sometimes of the divine, we need to witness for the divine that that's not true. Allah is jameelun. يحب الجمال. Ilm, knowledge without rahmah is ugly. Knowledge without merciful love is ugly. Fatwa without merciful love and loving mercy is ugly. Is rude, is devilish. Ilm without rahmah is not divine. Allah Azza wa Jal describes Himself through the angels describing Him. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً first وَعِلْمًا. Ya Allah, You have encompassed everything in Your rahmah, in Your merciful love and in Your knowledge. Allah mentions first His rahmah, then His ilm, to emphasize that rahmah is a defining character and characteristic of this deen of ours. Ilm without amal. Ilm without amal leads to perdition also. Knowledge without acting upon that right and correct and proper knowledge within me first and externally second. For a heart that is not at peace cannot give peace. It can only talk about peace. For a heart that is not connected and attached lovingly to Allah Azza wa Jal can only speak about love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Cannot give love to others and to the world. And amal without ikhlas. And deeds without ikhlas, without sincerity in our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal also leads to perdition. It's not good, nay, it's not good enough. What do I need to do? Briefly, from the Kitab of Allah and the Sunnah of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the practices of our great sages and masters and teachers and predecessors, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahimahumullah ta'ala, wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, is always, yes, always to seek ilm, beneficial knowledge, internal and external knowledge, always. Second, to be always, always mindful and conscious of returning to Allah Azza wa Jal through the act of tawbah, repentance. أُجَدِّدُ تَوْبَتِي كُلَّ يَوْمٍ بَلْ وَكُلَّ سَاعَةٍ بَلْ عِنْدَ بَعْضِنَا بَلْ وَكُلَّ دَقَّةِ قَلْبٍ. I should learn and strive to renew my tawbah, my coming back with my heart and emotions and not only my intellect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day. Nay, every hour, nay, every moment, nay, for some, every beat of a heart. Thirdly, to strive, an ujahid nafsi. No pain, no gain. وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. We only gain that which we strive for. To struggle, to strive within me, first batinan, within me, then and second ظاهرًا. To strive within me, inside of me, batinan, بِمُدَاوَمَةِ الْمُرَاقَبَةِ لِنَظَرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي قَلْبِي. That I continuously continue to be aware of what lies inside of me and what lurks inside of me and what stirs inside of me and what moves inside of me, of all conditions and all states. بَاطِنًا مُرَاقَبَةُ أَحْوَالِ الْعَبْدِ وَخَوَاطِرِهِ مَعَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That I strive to be always aware inside of me that Allah sees inside of me. That Allah not only is aware of what is outside of me and outside of everything created from the most minute and the most subatomic and beyond to the most galactic and beyond and in between. I must be aware of that reality. Inside of me. Some of us know, but we're not aware of Him Azza wa Jal. Some of us know and want, but we don't have the energy spiritually because we have lost so much spiritual momentum and energy to do what we know is right and to avoid what we know is ugly. Whatever the level of that ugliness is. رَاقِبِ اللَّهَ فِي خَوَاطِرِكَ. It will help. And second, أُرَاقِبُ ظَاهِرِي. مُجَاهَدَةُ ظَاهِرِي. To strive externally by striving and learning and no pain, no gain. I strive to compel my senses, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, oh my tongue, and my other senses to comply with what Allah Azza wa Jalla loves and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I strive. And I help myself by the grace of Allah, number one, with dua. Nobody, scholar or lay person, militant or peaceful, whoever, nobody gets to Allah without Allah. And thus, to plead to Allah to help me come to Him, to help me know Him, to help me always be aware of Him, and to help my senses always also be in obedience of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never think, my dear sisters and brothers, we should never think that we can make it because we're smart, because we worked hard. Sometimes a scholar is so arrogant, so deluded as a scholar, that we are spiritually bankrupt. And we contribute to harm more than we contribute to virtue. Whoever we are, dua. Allah gives, Allah takes, Azza wa Jal. And He knows why. كَثْرَةُ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Too, plenty and frequent dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I must strive. We strive to eat. We strive to work. We strive to go to school. We strive to make legitimate money and so on. Why don't I strive to be in dhikr? Why don't I strive to be in dua? Why don't I strive to be in salah? Why don't I strive to be in sawm, to help myself through fasting? And the spiritual significance of fasting I must internalize and be aware of as well. strive to be quiet, not to speak too much, wallahi, it has of consequences, positive or negative, that which you cannot imagine. Guard my tongue. Speak less. We are a generation that loves to speak, that loves to talk, and talk and talk and laugh and laugh and laugh. And your Rasul, your doctor and mine, and the doctor of humanity, said two things, and I'm going to stop. Please allow me. إياكم وكثرة الكلام من غير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام من غير ذكر الله تقسي القلب وإن أبعد القلوب من الله وأبعد الناس من الله القلب القاسي. Beware from much talking without ذكر of Allah عز وجل, because much talking without ذكر of Allah عز وجل hardens the heart. Spiritual reality. No doctor can tell you that. They haven't learned that. It's beyond their scope currently, at least for now. But he said, much speaking without dhikr of Allah hardens the heart, and the most remote person from Allah is a person with a hard heart. There are scholars who are hard. They give fatawi that are merciless. Kill them. Traditional and non-traditional. And he said also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الضَّحِكِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضَّحِكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Do not laugh frequently. For laughing too frequently causes the heart to die. And a dead heart cannot be passionate, cannot be compassionate, I'm sorry. Cannot be merciful, cannot be lovingly merciful. A dead heart cannot even see truth as truth and falsehood as falsehood, and cannot certainly be aware of the necessity of the spiritual reality and dimension. Allahumma tahir qulubana. Allahumma zayyin qulubana laka wa liyawm al-ard alayk. اللهم نجنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن أهوائنا ومن شهواتنا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا لك. اللهم زين قلوبنا لك وليوم العرض عليك. يا الله, embellish and beautify our hearts for you and for the day of exposure to you. And do not expose our faults in this world and in the hereafter to all your creation. Help us in this world before we get to you. Be aware and conscious of our faults, of our mediocrity, of our inconsistencies, of our ugliness, and help us change all of that into beauty. Help us be beautiful in your image. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin الطاهر الطيب الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين أفضل خليفة جمال وكمال لرب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.